shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. And by thy sword shalt thou live. Thou shalt serve thy brother. He said, it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. I want to share on what I titled, From Tears to Blessing. Somebody say, from tears to blessing. Now, okay, now, prophetically say it like this. I'm moving from tears to blessing. Say it prophetically again. I'm moving from tears to blessing. Now, we know the story about Esau and Jacob. Esau was the firstborn who had a pattern after his life. When Esau was born, both of them came out the same time, but Esau came out first. The battle began from the womb. Cut a long story short, Esau messed up, lost his birthright and all of that. And when the father was about to die, now when a father is about to die, according after the order of Genesis 49, he calls all his children. A father will call all his children and bless them before he departs. But that was not what Isaac wanted to do. That was why Isaac did not call Esau and Jacob. Isaac called only Esau. Because Isaac wanted to correct the error that Jacob had put Esau into. That was why he called only Esau. So that he can give him compensation. But Jacob heard about it through his mother. And Jacob, after collecting the birthright, came also and collected the compensation. And he collected everything that Esau had. And Esau met his father and cried. He said, my father, I don't need 20 blessings. I need one. Sir, you don't need too many open doors. You need just one good one. I don't need 20 blessings, my father. I need just one blessing. Just one open door. Samson said, just this once. Sir, you do not need multiplicity of blessing. Just one quality open door. That is what you need in life. You don't need regular men. You need relevant men. You need just one opportunity that can turn your life around. I come to prophesy upon your life. After now, that opportunity shall manifest. I came to talk to you to a point you become angry at your small level. I get irritated when people who have one house call themselves landlord. You are not a landlord if you have one building that you stay. You have just escaped rentage. You are not yet a landlord. You are a house lord. A landlord is somebody that collects rent. So you are only called a landlord when you have built a house that tenants stay. So for you to say you are a landlord, you must have at least two houses. One that you stay and one that you chop rent from. I laugh at Nigerians when the person has 5 million, he says he's a millionaire. If you have 10 million, you have 20 million, you are not a millionaire. Go to Oxford Dictionary. A millionaire is one who has millions in dollars and pounds. So if you are a millionaire in Naira, you are not a millionaire. Am I communicating here? And that's why we are holding on to the world. Because God Almighty speaks. Jesus, his son, speaks. The Holy Ghost speaks. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, he said, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 9, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 20, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 24, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 29, and God said, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31, and God saw. What you say and say and say and say is what you will soon see. Jesus speaks. God speaks. Jesus speaks. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 32, he said they were astonished at his word, for he spake as one having authority. In Luke chapter 4 verse 36, when he spoke, the Bible says they said, what a word, what a word. In John chapter 7 verse 46, when they sent people to arrest him, the Bible says the soldiers they sent to arrest him, they were arrested and they stood still. When they returned back to those that sent him, why did you not arrest him? They say, never a man speak like this. Jesus speaks. In Luke 24 and verse 19, he said, you didn't hear of Jesus, a man mighty in the world and deed, a great prophet. Jesus speaks. The Holy Ghost speaks. Am I talking here? In Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, he said, he that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Revelation 2:11, Revelation 2 verse 17, Revelation 2 verse 29, Revelation 3 verse 6, Revelation 3 verse 13, Revelation 3 verse 22. If you are writing, you are wasting time. Buy the tape. Am I talking to somebody here? I can't wait for you. I can't wait for you. And Jesus speaks. The Holy Ghost speaks. Almighty God speaks. In Exodus chapter 6 verse 1, he said, God said to Moses. Exodus 7 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 8 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 9 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 10 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 11 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 12 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 13 verse 1, God said to Moses. Exodus 14, and Moses sang unto the Lord. If you want your life to become a music, you must have abundance and multiplicity of the word of God in your spirit. Am I talking to somebody here? Listen, if you hold on. He said, he met his father. He said, bless me. It is not over if there is still a father. The benefits of the prodigal son was not that he chose to return. The blessing of the prodigal son was not that he made up his mind to be sorry for what he did. The blessing and the benefits that the prodigal son enjoyed was that the father was still alive when he came. If it was just the elder brother, he would have been wasted. He met his father. The father says, he said, Esau, your brother collected your blessing. Now you are in tears because you know the words from my mouth. What you need is the word. Do you know that when Saul heard that it was David that was coming to come and confront Goliath, Saul was a little bit uncomfortable. When David came, David looked at Goliath. Before then, Saul had seen Goliath. When Saul saw Goliath, Goliath was too big to kill. But when David saw Goliath, Goliath was too big to miss. And he looked at him. He said, young man, you can't go against this Philistine, because let me give you his credential. Number one, he has been a warrior from his youth. Number two, his spear is bigger than you in size. Number three, he has never lost any battle. David said, sir, you didn't tell me you are looking for CV. Let me give you CV. There was a time I kept my father's flocks. A lion came. I tore the lion with my hand. Number two, there was a time I kept my father's flocks. A bear came. I tore the bear with my hand. Number three, the God that delivered me from the lion and the bear. The Bible says Saul carried his garments And listen, you don't need a father's garment. You need a father's word. Saul carried his garment and put upon David. David could not move. But in 1 Samuel 17:37, the Bible says, and Saul said to David, the Lord go with you. That was what followed David. I don't need garments. I need presence. I need presence. Psalm 16:11. That will show me the path of life. For in thy presence there is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures evermore. Psalm 51:11. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Isaiah 63 verse 9. The angel of his presence saved us. Am I talking to somebody? Acts chapter 3 verse 19. A time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Psalm 68 verse 2. He says, as wax melt before the fire, so let the wicked melt before the presence of our God. Psalm 68 verse 8. The earth shook, the heavens moved at the presence of our God. I'm talking about the presence of the Almighty God that has capacity to turn the life around. And when he met his father, the father said, stop crying. I know I've given so much blessings to Jacob, but all you need is dominion. No matter the causes. Do you know, the Bible said that the father said, you will serve your brother. But there was nowhere in scripture where Esau served Jacob. Nowhere. In fact, in Genesis 33 verse 3, the Bible said, Jacob bowed before Esau 7 times. Dominion. In verse 9, Jacob wanted to give Esau a blessing. In Genesis 33, the Bible said, Esau said, keep what you have. I have enough. Just one blessing. You don't need too many open doors. That your phone is ringing every minute doesn't make it busy. It's not how many calls, it is who called. I have seen real men who are lifted by God. I've sat with governors, I've sat with presidents, their phones only ring. No, they only ring. Number one, that particular number is not everywhere. The one they carry is not everywhere. So this one, La Lizard will call you pig. Mosquito will call you pig. It doesn't make you busy. Let's see the transition. Because until your helper locates you between now and tomorrow, they will not rest. Noah was in the ark. It's when he felt that the rain had subsided, he sent a dove. The dove came, returned with olive in his mouth. He sent another dove a second time. That dove went again. It has no resting place. He returned back to the ark. The third time he sent a dove. The dove left and never returned. That dove was suspended in the atmosphere looking for water for 2,000 years. When Jesus was being baptized, as Jesus came out of the water, the dove that Noah sent that never returned sat on the head of Christ. The dove never rested for 2,000 years because it was trying to locate the head of somebody. I am here to tell you, until they locate your head, they will not rest. Until they find you, they will not rest. Until the emperor see you, they will not rest. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift your web shot fire. Many of you give up too soon. Amanda, Usher, take care of those people. You give up too soon. There is a prince called the Sleeping Prince. If you have seen that online, he's the prince of Saudi. He's called the Sleeping Prince. He has been in coma for 14 years. The father refused to give up. Coma.
He has not been pronounced dead. He's in coma. One day, he just moved his hand a little bit. The father said, for him to move at all, he had an accident that condemned his body. When you get back, just Google Saudi Arabia, sleeping prince. 14 years. The father said, don't remove the machine. One day, my son will rule Saudi. He's supposed to be the actual prince. He got that accident 2005. So if he gets to the middle of this year, it's going to be now 15 years. He's been on one spot. That's where they clean his body. That's where they shave him. If you see him there, he's well shaved. He hasn't opened his eyes for over 14 years. Yet the father has not given up. Your problem that even with all the promises of God on your head, you give up too soon. And you think it's a threat to the kingdom of God. A young lady told me, said, Apostle, please let me tell God, if I don't marry before September, he won't see me in church again. And I said, God, just give me an answer. He said, so soon. I said, yes. I said, God, say, I should tell you, if you stop church, he will not miss you. He won't miss you. You can't. Who are you to strive with your maker? There's a word for you. If you read all the Gospels in Galatians, it ends. When Galatians ends, he says, grace and peace be with you. If you read 1 Corinthians, when it ends, he says, peace be with you. 2 Corinthians, peace be with you. Romans ends and say, grace and peace be with you. You read Hebrews, all of them. But in the book of Acts of Apostles, it ends by saying, and he went, sat in the house, sharing the word of God, and everyone came to him. Meaning the book of Acts has not ended. There's a generation of people that God is waiting for to close that book with manifestation. To close that book with manifestation. Manifestation of power. In Acts chapter 1, he opened by saying, the sum and theatres, O Theophilus, have I written to you of all that Jesus began to do and teach. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost descended in cloven tongues as of fire. In Acts chapter 3, the Bible says when they got to a gate called Beautiful, they judged a man who had not walked from death. In Acts chapter 4, they were arrested because of the miracles that they did. Am I communicating? In Acts chapter 5, there was an outstanding move of God on the life of Peter and John. In Acts chapter 6, the Bible said, they said, it's not good to leave the word of God and serve tables. Let us raise up some deacons that we attend to this thing. In Acts chapter 7, we see a young man called Stephen. Stephen was stoned to death because Stephen left his place of assignment. Stephen was ordained to be a deacon, but he made himself an evangelist. He was supposed to be serving table, but he turned himself to a preacher. He expired before his time. Acts chapter 8, a man called Philip, he began to disappear from Azotus to Samaria. He had an anointing to appear and disappear. Acts chapter 9, a man called Saul encountered God and was saved. He was breathing murderous threats. Acts chapter 10, a centurion called Cornelius. He had an encounter with God and sent for Peter. Acts chapter 11 was the first time they were called Christians in the place of Antioch. Acts chapter 12, the Bible says James was killed and prayers was made for the church. They began to intercede for Peter. Acts chapter 13, it says, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the assignment I called them to do. Acts chapter 14, Paul saw a man in Iconium and Lystra that was lame from his feet. He looked at the man and said, rise up! And the man was healed. Acts chapter 15, there was a discussion about the circumcised and the uncircumcised. Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. The Bible said they prayed and they sang. The prisoners heard them and all their bands were loose. Acts chapter 17, the burial Christians were more noble than the Christians in Thessalonica. They received the word of God with all readiness of heart and they searched the scripture. If these things were so, Acts chapter 18, there was a man called Apollos. All he knew was the baptism of John. Aquila and Priscilla took him in and expanded the word of God back to him. Acts chapter 19, handkerchief and aprons were taken from the body of Paul and placed on the sick and the demons in them left them. Acts chapter 20, Paul was preaching and a man called Eutychus was sitting on the window and the man fell from the window. Paul
Paul walked to him and jerked him back to life. Acts chapter 21, Evangelist Philip was so anointed that he raised up four of his biological daughters who were prophetess. Acts chapter 22, Paul was arrested because he caused dissension in the land. Acts chapter 23, certain Jews came and banded themselves together that they will not eat or drink until they are killed Paul. Acts chapter 24, Paul stood face to face before Governor Felix. Acts chapter 25, he stood face to face before Governor Festus. Acts chapter 26, he stood face to face before King Agrippa. Acts chapter 27, as he was going to Italy, there was a storm that came. He said, the God whom I serve and who I am has told me there shall be no loss of life. Acts chapter 28, the last chapter, he said, a viper fastened itself on the hand of Paul. Paul shook that viper and it fell into the fire. This is the Acts generation that will manifest the power of God. This is the Acts generation that will reveal the grace of God. Somebody say, I am one of them. I am one of them. I am
one of them. I'm one.
I am not a lamb. I am a bride. When you are a lamb, there are things you don't have access to do. But when you are a bride has priority. Because Jesus has married us on the cross. The Bible says, look up to heaven on the cross. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why has thou forsaken me? He disconnected from his father. He looked at his mother and he said to John, son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. He disconnected from his mother. Why will he disconnect from his father and his mother on the cross? Except a man leaves his father and a man leaves his mother, he cannot be married to his bride. So he disconnected from his father, disconnected from his mother, and he married the church. What if you must move from tears to blessing? Number one, what must you do? Write it down. Protect your birthright. Protect your birthright. Tell somebody, protect your birthright. The birthright is the key to the blessing. The birthright is the key to the blessing. God loves all of us equally, but he treats us differently. He loves us equally, but he treats us differently. God lifts up some people more than some people. Before God, we are all the same, but we don't all have the same access. He loves us equally, but he treats us differently. Sin. What is the definition of sin? Sin is eating the fruit and losing the garden. Sin is enjoying the privilege of today and missing the necessity of tomorrow. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Psalm 66, verse 18. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, sin is it. You see, sin is your greatest enemy. Sin gives access to attack. That's why anywhere you see in your Bible, when there's a remedy for sin, there's a solution for sickness. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity and healeth all thy disease. Wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him by his stripes. The man was excited. The man that was by the pool. And he met Jesus in John chapter 5 verse 14. Jesus said, you are well again. Go! Sin no more. Lest a worse thing come upon you. Many of you think sin only has to do with the weaknesses of the flesh. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't commit immorality. You don't defraud. But you are addicted to your phone. Your handset has taken your prayer life. It is sin. 1 John chapter 5 verse 21. It says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Your phone! And there is nothing God hates like something that is contending with him. Contend, you subscribe to every nonsense. Believers hardly open Bible now. The God they know now is the God they know from internet.
When last did you lock yourself?
I'm talking, you know, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, he said, Ephraim has joined himself to idols, leave him alone.
Idols!
You are Facebooking, you are Togoing, you are WhatsApping hours. But you go on your knees. In 10 minutes, you are lost for words.
You wake up terrible night. God showed you a revelation that should make you pray. You saw coffee. You saw grape. All of those are revelations that should make you pray.
As you stretch from the bed, that's how you are using your hand. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. You go back to sleep.
Very shameful. You see, believers who sit down alone, sit them alone. Yeah, that's how they are smiling. They are chatting. Bend their neck like a serious boss. Idols.
Am I communicating? Someone said to me, said, apart from when I'm in the country now, I practically travel abroad every week. And they say, how come we don't get you from Monday to Friday? I said, what do you want to get me on phone for? What do you want to get me on the phone for? I'm just enjoying the fellowship with God and eating scriptures. Any believer that doesn't know scripture according to the digits of his age is an irresponsible Christian. If you are 30, give me 30 scriptures. If you are 40, give me 40 scriptures. At least basic scriptures. What is there? It's because you don't give time to it. You don't give time. You don't give time.
Sin!
You have been committing sin. Why not start committing God?
Sin
is your greatest enemy. Look at a man like Solomon. All the while Solomon walked with God and was living with God, following the precepts of God. The Bible says for 40 years there was no war. God gave him wisdom to avert war. The Bible says in 1 Kings 11 verse 3, it says Solomon had 700 wives that were princesses. If you study your Bible then, in Israel, they had 700 strongholds, 700 cities, and 300 strongholds. So what Solomon did to avoid war, he married from the palace, the 700 palace. He married one daughter from the king. Will you fight your in-law?
By the time a king rises up, let's go against Israel.
He said, your daughter is there. Solomon did not even know all his wives. They don't call his wives by name. They call them by code. Because out of 1,000 women, if you say Esther, more than 100 can appear. Out of 1,000 women, if you say Jane, more than 50 can appear. So when you want to call them, you have to say Esther 101. You call them by code.
But if you study your Bible, the Bible says, and the wives of Solomon turned his heart, verse 3,
that they turned his heart against God. It was so bad. In verse 4, the Bible says that Solomon began to follow after Ashtaroth, the god of the Zidoners, and began to follow after Milcom. In verse 7 of that 1 Kings 11, the Bible says Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, and he built a high place for Molech. These were the two god graven images that they were busy serving. As soon as that happened, God divided the kingdom. God is looking for vessels, but no matter how desperate God is for vessels, he can never use an impure vessel. The standards of God have not been lowered. And that's why you must, you see, living for God is not just a decision. It should be a covenant.
Grows beyond that.
What God has given you that you cannot get. People don't know that stinginess is a sin. You are arrogant with the little thing, little paper you have in your hand. I told them in church on Sunday. I said, what is money? Money is a little piece of paper with dead man's picture.
A little piece of paper. You are arrogant.
Why
are you laughing? The people went there, your money. Are they not dead? You are arrogant. You are busy carrying an obituary paper about, and you are arrogant. When you see it like that, giving for the kingdom becomes easy. Carry your obituary paper, drop it on the ground, and collect his life. Sing! Number two, I'm going to pray. The second thing you must fight, if you must move from tears to blessing, is household wickedness. A young man was preaching a message of grace, so he met me. He said, "Apostle, I love you so much with passion. I can say it clearly, you're a man of God. I say it." He said, "But this your judgment, die. He said, "Let's discuss scriptures." And I told him, I said, "We don't even need to discuss scriptures. Let's discuss your life." I said, "Your father was divorced how many times?" He said, "Twice." I said, "How many times have you been divorced?" He said, "Twice." I said, "Okay." All of a sudden, he said, "Hey." I said, "It's a pattern. Sir, it's a pattern." I started preaching grace 2006. Those preaching grace now were not preaching grace. I read all the books of Kenyon and E.M. Bounds. But when reality dawned on me, I understood that our soil is different from their own. The demon in America are computer literate. America's demons are very sympathetic. They will not stop you from having a child. They will only hook the child on drugs. America's demons are the ones the Bible says in Genesis 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle. Nigerian and African demons are the one the Bible says in Revelation 12. Now the dragon. American demons eat shawarma and spaghetti. African demons eat akpu. Ow. African demons are very old and very experienced. You must understand, the Bible never said at the name of Jesus every knee shall die. No, every knee shall bow and they will stand again. They bow, they stand again. They bow. To keep them perpetually on the ground, you need to roast them. You are joking. You are joking. I tell pastors, if you say you are preaching grace, come to me. Let me carry you to some village. I don't believe in talk. Come and preach the thing there. Stand there. I am some villages in my state. Very easy. You are preaching there. Come. Don't talk too much. I will pay for the crusade. I will organize it and give you mic. As a pastor, preach grace. By the time you get to when your two legs are swollen. Oh, I never forget Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham went with me to a village called Irekme in Edo State. Brother Abraham, I was talking about prayer. I said, "Leave this thing. Leave this thing. Nothing can happen. Christ has paid the price." I said, "Abraham, make we pray. This is a crusade." I tap Abraham. Abraham was drinking five alive. Some means to one. I was praying in tongues. The next day, Abraham stood on the altar and was saying, "We are above witches, above demons." Oh, Abraham. Abraham was preaching and was talking arrogance. I took the mic. I was leading prayer. Abraham sat down and was crossing his leg. He said, "What's all this witchcraft? I said, "See, we are seated far above principalities." He said, I said, "Abraham, do you know grace more than Paul? Paul was the custodian of grace, yet Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Do you know grace more than Paul? Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do you know grace against more than Paul? Paul said, it's a righteous thing for God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Do you know grace more than Paul? That for the first time, Paul was the first man that spoke pidgin English when he was addressing wickedness. In Galatians 5 verse 10, he said, I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but whosoever troubleth you shall bear the judgment, whosoever he be. Paul spoke pidgin English because this matter is a serious matter. Abraham slept on Thursday. Friday morning, I gathered my things going to Benin. I went to Abraham's room. Abraham was dead. Abraham was dead. I said, what do I tell Abraham's wife? What do I tell Abraham's children? From that day, I told myself, I need to balance this message. You must understand the place of prayer. What they call grace has now initiated prayerlessness. They have emphasized so much on doctrine, no more power. Arguing about tithe and offering. I don't need to know about tithe or no tithe. I need power. I don't need to know about Old or New Testament, under the law, not under the law. I need power. Sir, wickedness is real. 1 John 5:19, he said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world. The whole world. That's why, you see, that's why we today were called human beings. Not human rights. Human beings. In America, rice is rice. London, rice is rice. Everywhere, rice is rice. But when you say beans, it can change. It can be akara. It can be my man. It's not straight. Human beings, humans that can change. It can become akara. It can become my man. It can change. In Psalm 89, verse 20, if you can write, write to. He said, I found David my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 22 said that he said the wicked shall not exert upon him, and the rod of wickedness shall not be upon him. Wickedness is real. Enemies are real. In Genesis 22, verse 17, the word of God says that thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. In Genesis 49, if you read verse 8, the Bible says that Judah, thou art he who thy brethren shall praise. Thy leg shall be on the neck of your enemies. In Exodus 23, verse 22, God said, I will be an enemy to your enemy, an adversary to your adversary. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25, it says, so shall the Lord cause the enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come in one way. In Numbers 10, verse 35, Moses said something that David repeated in Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise. Let his enemies. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 41, Samuel the prophet said something that was repeated in Psalm 18, verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from who? My enemies. Enemies are real. In fact, your eminence is what determines your enemies. Your importance determines the impotence that will fire at you. Enemies are real. In Psalm chapter 25, verse 1 and verse 2, he said, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Verse 2 said, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my... In 1 Samuel chapter 14, if you read verse 24, King Saul was so angry, he gave a command. He said, nobody in this city will eat or drink until we have avenged our enemy. And they fasted until their enemies were dead. So God needs to open your eyes to know who they are. There was a young man called Absalom. Absalom was the son of David. Am I talking here? Absalom conspired against his father. And David's men, Joab and Abner and all, killed Absalom. Took him out. And David began to cry. And while David was crying, the Bible says one of his mighty men said to David in 2 Samuel 19, verse 6, he said, now we know that our life does not matter to you because you love your enemies and you hate your friends. That defines a lot of us. Those who are killing us are those we love. Those who are helping us are those we fight. It's a manipulation. Wicked! Kosha. Can I talk to you?
Pastors, hear this. Hear this, pastors.
The promised land
was not an empty space.
There were people occupying it. So God was sending them to go and occupy where people were occupied.
So what would they do? What would they do?
To dominate.
Watch this.
And on their way going there, there were enemies. They had to eat the Hittites, jab the Jebusites, hammer the Amalekites. On your way to destiny, blood must flow. Look at you. So educated and yet not useful. Jesus saw the fig tree. The fig tree had leaves. The fig tree had everything. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Why? No matter your presentation, if you are not solving a problem, you are cursed.
The fig tree had leaves, but was not solving any problem. Jesus cursed it.
With all your beauty, all your catwalk, with all your academic prowess, with your height and your shape, you are still single. But you have leaves without fruit.
I was in Ibadan some years ago. Matobali Katayash. And the lady said, Apostle, look my face. I look. And she turned. She said, am I not pretty? I said, you are. He said, till I grow up like this, no man has asked my hand in marriage. When I raised my head to look at her again, I saw cobwebs covering her face. And God said, this is what men see. They don't see a pancake. They don't see a foundation. They don't see a DPC or a lintel or a roofing. What they see.
Cobwebs. Cobwebs.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth.
Life is a battle.
Wickedness is real. I want to ask you a question. Look at yourself now. Be sincere, practical, and very observant. Is this where you are supposed to be in life? Is this the level of life you are supposed to be? Is this how your life is supposed to be? At this level, should your prayer points be a husband? At this level, with your degrees, masters, bachelor, everything you have, are you supposed to be hunting for job? I remember the professor of a young man that came to our church. The Lord called the mother and said, bring your son. The boy has PhD and he was selling recharge cards. If you watch our program, you can see what happened 2 Sundays ago. One of the people I prophesied on was a young man I brought out, and I said, I see you in America. He said, yes. And I said, you are doing your PhD in chemistry. He said, yes. Your mother began to brag, telling everybody, my son, PhD, PhD. He was going from place to place. And a woman got angry in Cameroon and went to a witch doctor and fired madness from Nigeria. And guess what happened? Inside the lab, as he was missing chemical, madness came on him. They bundled him from there to Africa. There was a pastor. I said, wickedness is real. There was a pastor. He was a problem to everybody. He was begging everybody. People were tired. And they have some of them like that in church. After service, they walk to you. Say, brother, I'm going home. Sister, I'm going home. As if they don't know their address. You don't know your address again. Why are you telling me you are going home? I should describe your house for you. Brother, I'm going home. What they are looking for is defer. This pastor was a nuisance to everybody. Finally, he won visa lottery.
Ah!
People say, thank God. Let him travel and go. He was going around. He suffered in Nigeria. Got around. They helped him buy tickets. People saw him off to the airport to be sure he traveled.
They were tired.
When he entered, they heaved a sigh of relief. While he was taking off, was in the plane, he said, Nigeria. If you now see my leg again,
cut it.
As he entered America, he got the job. He was excited. They were inviting him to come and preach in little prayer meetings. He was excited. But he noticed something, that anytime he lies down in the bed will start turning. In America, turning. After about 1 week, he packed that bed, he went to buy another bed. That one was still turning. One day he was worried. While he was asleep, three old men came out of the wall. And they came out and they looked at him. He screamed, "Who are you?" They say, "We are from Okpe." Okpe is Ororokpe in Delta State. They say, "We are from Okpe." And that's where he comes from. He said, "My place?" Say, "Yes, we are the elders. Have you seen anyone of our family that is here? Come home. We are waiting. Come home." Pew! They disappear. At night, he can't sleep. So when it is daytime, while he's waiting at the bus station, and says she'll bend his head to sleep, by the time he opened his eyes, people are coming back from work. He lost his job. They were inviting him to preach in prayer meetings. Because he can't sleep at night, he will sit on the altar. And they are saying, "Let's welcome the man of God." As they turn to him, he's there. You can't invite a sleeping man to preach to people that are awake. He lost the contract. In fact, he came back to Nigeria with a bathroom slippers. Came with his leg. You don't understand this thing. Wickedness. I sponsored two people out of the country to London. Two of them got a job. And I was happy. They were sending me little peanuts and all that. I said, "It doesn't matter. Just be doing well." After 8 months, I saw one of them in our church premise with his leg. I shocked. I said, "Why did you come?" He said, "I don't like insults." "What happened?" He said, the white man that was my boss, and he was just insulting me, and he asked me for what? "My country, did my country reject me?" I carried my bag and I left. I put my hand on my head. I said, Jesus. I said, "This country, is economy not insulting you? Is the way I'm not insulting you?" He said, "Sir, you don't understand. The man look at me, call me fool, call me idiot." I said, Are you not foolish? He said, "Sir, no, I can't take insult. I can't." As I just said, "They should check my ticket. I'm coming back home." I said, "You don't have your documents yet. Your visa has expired." He said, It doesn't matter. It's better I just stay here. The last time I saw him, he was carrying blocks. They called him home. The family called him. The force fighting him called him. You are joking, no? You think you're not being married because you have a bad character? Is your character the worst? Why must everybody you meet say your character is bad? It's not your character, it is your altar. Your altar! Oh my God, I wish I can make you understand. For the glory of the Almighty God, I'm one of the few preachers who have traveled most in Africa. Last year, I did 41 countries. I've used 18 passports. I've traveled. I've seen things. And I can tell you, altars are real. Altars. Witchcraft has no respect for color. Has no respect for color. Am I communicating? And the Bible says the mother of Jacob, Rebecca, swindled her first son. Esau lost the birthright because of a household. In Matthew 10:36, Jesus said, "A man's enemy." Tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we will smoke them out.
Amen.
I said we will smoke them out. Wickedness is real. Sit down. Some time ago, somebody opened something in a state called Taraba. And he called me, said, Apostle, you only go for program. Can you just come for a private? You know, when we don't do some things anymore, people don't know why. Can you just come for a private thing? Come and declare this place open. I said, okay. I flew quietly. When I landed there, two of my sons there said to pick me from the airport. I said, let's go there. As soon as we entered the place, I noticed the building they put us was not big, was new. No, when you dust your leg, you can see the tiles almost shaking and all that. So I said, why are we staying here? The people said, we don't know this place, so we stay there. While we are there, one of them went to use the restroom, and from the window he peeped after like 2-3 hours. He saw that people with weapons had surrounded the building. And he heard them communicating with outside that they should set the building on fire. That I am inside. I want to look out. Armed. I look round. And the next thing, the kitchen was burning. Fire was coming. Smoke was everywhere. I said, let's hold our hands. As we were holding our hands, I was hearing the boy. They were praying and coughing. We were dying. I could feel everywhere smoke. We were dying. Dying. And I said to God, I said, Father, I have widows I feed. I have young men I mentor. I have orphans I preserve. I am relevant to the kingdom. I can't die like a chicken. I look around. These men had weapons. I'm not saying 50. I'm not saying 70. Even if you escape the fire, how do you escape them? In other words, the place was burned. They surrounded, waiting for anyone who run out. And I told the young men, I said, hold me. They said, well, I said, hold me. And as they heard me, I began to speak in tongues. I said, Father, I moved from the physical to the supernatural. As I was praying, when I opened my eyes, we were outside. Watch this. We were not outside in front of the men. We were outside behind them. We were looking at them, waiting for us inside. And the Lord said, turn around and go to the airport. We turn. And we are just walking away. We are walking, we'll look at them. Till we got cab and enter. That was where I stopped private visit in my life. Am I talking to wickedness? Who was this man that arrested a deacon in a church? Wickedness is real. Don't wait till you become a victim before you pray. We came out. It's a mystery. I've seen somebody wasted like a chicken. Died cheaply. What are you telling me? What have you seen? When they are talking like that, we are talking from a wealth of experience. From a wealth. How many, if I start talking, some of you will pull your shirt here. What I have asking. Raw wickedness I have seen in my life. A general is not called a general until he has scars to show. Until if I say you are a general, show me your bruises. How many wars have you fought? You are not called a general because you have been in ministry for 40 years. It's not longevity. It's survivor of war. It's survivor of war. I have seen battles. I know what it is for presidency to mean you. And tell you that in 1 month, if your ministry doesn't close, know that they are not in charge. And you look at them and say, the ministry closed. You set fire on your Bible. You know God is not real. I know what it is to become an internet project for 5 months. I know what it is for pastors to be preaching you on their altar. Calling you names for what you know nothing about. I know what it means for God to use the attack and affliction of hell to announce and advertise you. What is your ranking? Our ranking and rating in the spirit is the scars
have survived. You need to understand that. So when you are praying today, you are praying from a depth of conviction. Study your Bible well, sir. When Peter cut off the ear of the servant of Marcus, Jesus said, keep your sword. He didn't say, throw your sword away. Keep your sword. There are still many more ears to cut. Jesus said, when they slap your one cheek, turn the other side. He didn't say, turn the other cheek. He said, turn the other side. The other side can be a gun. Turn another side. Turn another side. Turn another side. Moses ended up in the wilderness. God was not happy. They proceeded. They made Elijah end up in the wilderness. God was not happy. They entered New Testament and cut off John the Baptist's head. God said, I never permitted violence before. But from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence
taken by Paul.
Be on your feet. I can't continue. I want to scatter. I can't continue. Be on your feet. When it comes to wickedness, I am brutal. Can you hear me, Calabar? When it comes to wickedness, I am brutal. I'm serious. Anywhere I preach, even if I forget altar call, I don't forget slaughter call. Don't pray a simple prayer, because once you settle the issue of sin, the next thing you must settle is the issue of wickedness. So I'm going to first settle the issue of sin. Sin. Some sins, you know, when your weakness, the enemy always uses your weakness as the altar to fight you. You must deliberately begin to react against your weaknesses. Your pride is a problem. Your anger is a problem. Your alcoholism is a problem. Your immoral life is a problem. Your ancestors has become your God. I want to pray one prayer for you. Before you say amen, just listen. That phone, that your ancestors, that your laptop, that your iPad that wants to take you to hell, I burn the charger. Wait, see. Money tonight. What is your problem? You can't turn off the phone and pray. I'm not here in politics. You're in politics. Just wave your hands. You're in politics. Wave your hands. You're in politics. Okay, put it down. You know, I pity you. Eh? I pity you, you who are Christians. If I can slap some of you to pray. I have seen politicians who will spend 3 days in the burial ground. 3 days. No bath. You didn't see one politician online that they caught in the cemetery? Naked. A politician pursuing ordinary house of rec. What will he do if he's pursuing governorship? And you will sit there in church with your big stomach like we had 2 or 3 are gathered. Prayer, you won't pray because you are honorable. Prayer, you won't pray because you are chairman of local government and you are proud that you are chairman of local government. You are the chairman of local people and you are proud. Pray, you won't pray. I get very irritated though. A very wealthy woman, I was in a service, I was leading prayer. She just crossed her leg. People are praying, she won't pray. My body was doing me one kind. I wish I can drop this mic and carry this woman on my head and throw her through the fence. Just cross her leg. Raising her hand. People were praying. She didn't pray. She gathered four pictures, like album, raised them up. I was waving her. I didn't talk. At the end of the service, she came to me. I have money. I said, money, kill you there. Carry your money and get out of my office. I don't care what you give to me. If you cannot pray, I'm not interested in seeing you. She had money in her hand. I'm sure in her mind, she was like this pastor. When you see money, we shake. And she brought picture. This is my son in Malaysia. He's not doing well. Me and my son in Los Angeles, he not doing well. Me and my son in India, he not doing well. Six children. I said, madam, me too, I have six. Pray for your own. Let me pray for my own. You say, what kind of wicked pastor is this? But the Bible says in 1 Peter, you shall bear one another's body. Go further and read the third chapter after it. The Bible says every man shall bear his own body. I'm going to pray. Anyone that has entered a vow to see you go down, they will go down for you.
Amen. Amen.
Are you ready? Yes. Lift your right hand. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Enter my life.
Enter my life.
Kill the appetite for sin.
Kill the appetite for sin.
Enter my life.
Enter my life.
Kill the appetite for sin.
Kill the appetite for
open
sin.
Open your mouth and fire prayer. Some of you are going to start seeing some things being uprooted. You are going to see things happening. Some of you will see yourself in your hometown or your family house. You will see God breaking down altars.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not a non-entity. Ushers, watch out. The power of God will hit people now.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My father. Raise your right hand, shout it again.
My father.
As I begin to pray, you have my permission. Enter my family.
Matana patana.
Anyone that is happy that I'm crying.
Lift your hands. much as you help me if you can, I have 357 people. When this power come on you, what has not been done in your family, you'll be the one to do it.
Amen. Hey.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Amen.
Shantola baladas. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's not far from me. Yeah. I know when you will arise, the world will know that my Redeemer liveth.
Tayanabash!
I know my Redeemer liveth. I know you are not far from me. Yeah. I know when you will arise, this world will know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's not far from me. Yeah. I know when you will arise, this world will know my Redeemer liveth. See what you've done for me. See how you lifted me. You are the living God, oh. No one. You are my keeper. You are my defender. My restorer. My life giver. You are the living God, oh. Look at power everywhere. Everywhere. Is there no one like you? Ekweme, ekweme. Ekweme. Look at power. Power everywhere. You are the living God, oh. Ese. Your love is kind. Your love is patient. Lift your hands. Power is coming on you. You feel my heart with so much peace and joy. You are amazing. You make my life brand new.
You make my life brand new.
You are amazing.
You make my life
brand new.
Look at power everywhere.
Of me on this stand, hold your hands on your left and right. All of you down the stands, left and right, and raise it up. 350 of you, Jehovah say, I send you back to that family. Oh, that's left and right. At the count of five, like electricity, like current of fire. The anointing to turn family around. And as the power hits you here, the strong man in your hometown goes down.
Amen.
Lord, way to the back. Do the same thing. Hold hands left and right, all of you. All of you around the stadium. Hold hands left and right around the stadium and lift the hands up. All over the stadium. Everywhere. Everywhere. All the grandstands. Everywhere. Lift it up. At a count of five, there is going to be a hyper deluge of divine effusions.
What? Holy Ghost power. Look at that. Look at power there. Two! Look at power there. Three! Look at this side. Look at that. 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 Get ready. Get ready at the back. Everywhere. On the choir stand. Over 50 of you. God is going to internationalize. Choir. Take. Choir. Take. 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 Father, baptize the choir. Take. At the last count, five! Ten! Take power!
Bronkosopalikasalakwasalatash. Miracles are happening all over the place. If you are sick in body, get ready for a miracle now. Like the deep and forward soul, my soul love for you forever and ever. Yes. Like the deep and forward I saw, forever and ever, yes. Lord, I release the spirit of miracles everywhere.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shh. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Who is Enyekbeni? Enyekbeni. Ekbeyong. Enyekbeni. Ekbeyong. If you have a better name, come here, come here, come here, come here. So be it, Ramana Chagradash. Be it, Usagaradash. What's his name? What's his name?
My name is Enevieri Ekwenyong.
No. No. Who is that woman? Can I pray with you?
Yes, sir.
Just see, get ready for healing now. Manto prakase kachobadi yataga. Sir, this is the season.
Yes, sir.
where heaven is going to change your story.
Amen.
I said, this is the season.
Amen.
Let him respond, John. This is the season.
Yes, sir. This is the season, sir. Amen.
Amanda Shako Pradis. I saw 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? Yes, I saw 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, sir.
Children.
Yes, sir.
And I saw in the spirit. I saw 1. I saw 2. I'm not seeing the third. I can't see the third child. But I'm seeing the fourth child. I can't see the third. I'm looking for
the third one.
No. If you want to talk, you let him.
Yes,
I can't see the third child.
The third child, God missed.
He got what?
God missed.
He got missed.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but I don't see
it. He's missing.
Yes, missing.
Okay. That's right. This is going to 3 years now. I can't see the top. Bassi. His name is Bassi.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
His name is Bassi. His name is Bassi.
Yes, sir.
I saw in the realm of the spirit. You don't know where he is. I'll tell you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, look at me, sir. Anything I say, if it's not correct, say it's not correct. If it's correct, say it's correct. I saw somebody come somewhere. 2017 February, I saw somebody walk to a place, to a location. I moved. And I see this location, I see an entrance, and I see something like Bateba. Bateba.
Yes, sir. That's where I live, sir.
Bateba.
Yes, sir.
I see number one.
Number one! Hallelujah.
And I saw somebody walked in there and spoke to Bassi and said he wants to take him abroad. But he should not tell his parents. As I speak to you, look at me. As I speak to you now, you don't know where your child is. But I'm seeing your child in the wilderness of Libya. Mati Grabasta. We are going to pray fully. Woman, you have cried for too much. Too long you have been crying.
Yes, sir.
This man think I'm guessing, eh? Wait. Do you know Akankpa?
Yes, sir.
You know Akankpa?
Yes, sir.
Akankpa?
Yes, sir.
You know College of Education.
Yes, sir. I'm walking there.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. I see the grace of God coming upon you.
Hallelujah.
Stand up. Sir, look at me. I saw your son being packaged. Coming home.
Amen. Amen.
Who is Emmanuel around here? Who is Emmanuel? Okon. Edet. Okon. Emmanuel Edet.
Hallelujah.
Come touch the altar.
Sigelabata
yadash. Amen. Put your 2 hands on the altar. Answers come.
Amen.
Zango Rodoro Bada. What's your name? Calm down now. Your name is what?
Emmanuel Okonedet.
You?
Emmanuel Okonedet.
Don't pay. Even if they are 20, let them come. We'll know who we are looking for.
You are who? Step back. Where you, you want to enter me? Go back. You are who?
Is your
man or cone?
Is
the name of your son?
It's my son.
What about that one behind? Who has something to do with Ikom? You are from Oro.
Yes, sir.
You are from Oron.
Yes, sir.
But you stay at Ikom.
Yes, sir.
You are the one I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Pick him up. Comfort as soul. Sir, your time has come. Your time has come.
Amen.
I say your time has come.
Amen.
You believe?
Yes, sir.
Menti kakobrush. Kabalandi kasa. I saw a bike.
I'm a bike rider, sir.
You're a bike rider?
Yes, sir.
I saw God wants to help you. God's going to change your story.
Amen.
You are the problem of yourself. I saw a woman. And I heard Lilia.
She's my wife, sir.
Where is she?
It's in Ikom, sir.
It's not your wife. You have not married her.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You have children. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, sir.
3.
Yes, sir.
But you have not married. You have not married her.
Yes, sir.
You gather money. Say, let me marry. Something will take the money.
Yes, sir.
They say that they have to pay for this, pay for that. And that's just all. Just pay. As soon as that is done, your status, everything will change. That's what the enemy is holding against you. That you are copulating, you are cohabiting. Because God wants to do some great things for you, but you gathered money. There's a list.
Yes, sir.
What was the total of the list?
The total of the list is around
Up to 600,000 naira, sir.
To do the marriage.
Yes, sir.
And until that is done, you showed, when they gave you this list, you showed them the list back. And you told them, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And there are some things you can't do.
Yes, sir.
The total of the ones you told them you can do, how much is it?
It's around 400.
You pointed this, pointed this, pointed this. And so long the enemy is holding that against you, no matter the prayer, fast, he has a legal ground. Where is OC? Give me 400,000.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Make it 500. Make it 500. Just give me 500. Don't waste my time. If you divert this money, you are in trouble. Go and pay. Keep the other 100,000. I'm not dashing money. I'm helping you. I'm not Father Christmas, but I'm helping you. Pay with 400. Use the other 100,000 for anything you want to do.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. These are familiar now.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand up. Go pay a dowry. Pay a dowry. I just said something. God will open international doors for you.
Amen. Amen.
And how it's going to happen shall be like a dream. Kapila Matasaya. Look at this. I just said, there is something happening. There are 21 of you here in this crowd. The Lord just whispered to me. He said, tell them, 21 of them, that between now and 7 days, I will carry their face and enter the dream of their helpers to help them.
Amen. Amen.
I will carry their phone contacts, their street contacts. Help him, help him, help him. I will enter into their helper's dream and their helper. Abakusa. My children, the choir, hold your hands. I just saw a red robe. Anytime I see that robe, it speaks of favor. I clear the atmosphere. I clear the airwaves. Father, upon these ones, I throw favor upon them. Favor. Favor. Command sickness in your body. If you are sick, place your left hand there. Place your left hand and raise your right hand up. I command sickness in your body. Disease in your body. Blind eyes. Okomatayasha. There's somebody who is paralyzed. The Lord said, rise up and walk.
Amen.
You came here paralyzed. Rise up and start walking. Now walk. Now walk. Now walk. Now walk.
Amen.
Now walk.
Amen.
Now walk. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. Leave her. Let her walk. Now walk.
Amen.
I command blind eyes to be open.
Amen.
HIV disappear.
Amen.
Cancer disappear.
Amen.
Fibroid disappear.
Amen.
Tumor disappear.
Amen.
That little child that can't walk, begin to walk in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That deaf and dumb spirit, come out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you can't hear and can't speak, begin to hear and speak in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the blind eyes open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sugar diabetes, leukemia,
pounds.
HIV,
pounds.
Hepatitis B,
pounds.
Tube blockage,
pounds.
Ovarian cyst,
pounds.
Appendicitis,
pounds.
Asthma,
pounds.
Fibroid,
pounds.
Cataract,
pounds.
Myopia,
pounds.
Hypermetropia,
pounds.
Low sperm count,
pounds.
Tube blockage,
pounds.
Heat in the womb,
pounds.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power come upon you.
Amen.
From the crown of your head. If you came on a walking aid, raise that walking aid up. You came on crutches, raise it up and begin to walk. Raise that walking aid over there. There's a walking aid. Raise that walker. Whose walker is that? Whose crutches is that? Wait. Whose crutches is over there? Whose walker is that? Come over here. Whose walker is that? Walk now in the name of Jesus. Tell me what's going on. Tell me. Tell me.
But this is a miracle.
Tell me.
Papa, supposed to. This Papa, he. Hi, you see? One of the ears became blocked. Something like a gross came and hard.
I can't hear you. Get the mic for Pastor Audience. It's better there. Miracles are everywhere. If you're in the crowd, begin to receive it. Check yourself. Check yourself and see what.
Papa, sir, this.
Stay on the spot if you have to. You're moving too much. I can't hear you.
Papa, he came from Udokpa.
Came from where?
Udokpa in Calabar.
Udo what?
Udokpa. Ugbokpa.
Yes.
Okay, Ugbokpa. Came from Udokpa in Calabar here. 6 months ago, he attacked in the year. We have been it. The power of God came upon him. He started looking for the growth. The deaf ear opened, the growth disappeared. He is the power of God.
He was deaf.
Deaf.
And there was a growth that made him deaf.
A growth that made him deaf.
And the growth disappeared.
Yes, after 6 months.
The ear opened. Clap your hands. Examine him now. Clap your hands for Jesus. Is this how you clap for Jesus in Calabar? We come against.
Papa, when you are ministering just now, you said if you are paralyzed here, stand up and walk. This woman was cut. She was paralyzed. As soon as she got on, the power of God came and stood up by herself. She stood up and started walking to the glory of God. Look at her. Walk from the majesty there to this place.
Where is she from? Find out. Always find out where they come from. So that those who live around there can go and confirm them.
From Biase. I'm from Biase.
From where?
Biase.
Where in Biase? What's Biase. Your address?
In Aguagune. Cross River.
Is Cross River an address? Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. The Lord said that you announce in this stadium that every closed womb is open. Be fruitful in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
Listen to this. There's something that God is showing me for tomorrow morning. I want to plead with you. I want to plead. If you miss anything, don't miss tomorrow morning. And I will plead with them if we can start as early as 6 so that those who want to go to work can go. Do you agree with me?
so that they, from here, they go straight to their offices. If you can be here on time, I promise you, we'll be done in no time. Don't miss it. I don't expect anybody to take breakfast tomorrow. We can just wait on the Lord. It's even too early to take breakfast. But come here, come with a bottle of oil. There are certain dimensions you will enter. Like Cornelius. He slept and he saw Peter. Your helper will see you.
Amen.
They can lock their gates. They can lock their car. They can even refuse to pick your call, but they cannot lock their dream. You will enter it. Right where you are, you want to make peace with God tonight. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make peace with God. Proverbs 16, verse 7 says, if a man who pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And you want to pray with you as you want to make peace with God and rededicate your life to the Lord. If you're in that category, raise your two hands up. If you're in that category, I want to pray for you. Say after me, Jesus, I come to you tonight. Please don't step out. Don't step out. Those that don't share the grace, share this grace. You will never share this grace. Say, Jesus, I come to you tonight, just as I am. Have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that you are the Son of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name. I pray for you. You will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter. From today forward ever, backward never. Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Hold an offering in your hand. Get a serious offering.